Hello everyone, welcome to the Shir Mishnayos, learning Le'ilu Nishmas Chaim Baruch Ben Zavel and Perel Bas Pinchas. We're holding above Mitzia, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Ches, says as follows. Shomer Peres Ochle Mehilchas Medina, Avalo Mina Torah. We're discussing the halachas of people who work with different foods, different produce, how they have a right, Mina Torah, they have a schus, the Baal Bayis has to give them the ability to eat from those items that they're working with. So now our Mishnah says that there are other things that are not midaraisa given to them to eat from, but mehilchos medina, which simply means seemingly the minog, is that they do eat from these items. So the Mishnah says, shomer peres, people who guard fruits, guard produce, don't eat, they are ochen mehilchos medina, they only eat because of the minog of lo min haTorah. They don't eat midaraisa. And we'll see why that is. Arba shomim heim. Now the Mishnah goes, I don't know how this is related to that first halacha of the Mishnah, but now seemingly the halacha, the Mishnah goes into the general halachas of the four shomrim. There are four types of shomrim, four types of guards. Shomer chinam, one who guards for free, v'ashoel, a borrower, notzei socher, that's one who's really guarding for pay, v'asocher, and one who's renting out an item. Shomer chinam nishba l'kol, shomer chinam who watches an item for free, he gets to swear on everything, meaning to say he won't be chayav to pay for anything, he'll swear about what happened and be putter. A borrower is the other end, he pays for everything that happened, even owns sin, even things that are certainly out of his control. In the middle, the other two are in the middle, one who is guarding and being paid to guard, and one who is renting an item. They'll swear if something broke, something was captured, or something died. Have they pay for a lost or stolen item? The Seder. So the Rav says in the first halacha about shomrei peiros, people who guard fruits, shomrei gitos ve'arimos ve'peiros tefushim. Is people guarding wine vats or stacks or piles of sheaves or detached fruits, other produce that's detached. Avo shomrei ginos ve'pardesim, the people who are guarding parks, yeah, or gardens or orchards, ain't ochlim lo mehilchos v'dinav lo minator. They don't eat from any source. They don't eat from midaraisa because they're just shomrim. They're not workers with the food. And they don't eat milchus v'dina. People were not knowing that they should eat. They should give them to eat. The shomer lavka osim ma'aseh dami. A shomer is not the same as one doing actions with the food. That's simply that line of the Rav. Those words seemingly go about everything in the Mishnah because we're all talking about shomrim here. But seemingly just the minog was that they didn't give these other types of shomrim. They only gave shomrim regarding wine vats or other fruits that are detached, not the gardens or orchards. Because the next Rav says, Mehilchos Medina, these people eat Mehilchos Medina, Shekavar Nagu Kain. That was the minig. So I guess the other people wasn't the minig. The Seder. Then the Mishnah went into the general halachas before Shomrim. So Shomrim Chinam is Nishba al-Kol. Al-Kol ma'oros ha'ksuvos b'shar Shomrim l'chiyuv. On any other occurrences that are written by the other guards to make them chayiv, Nishba shekach also lo pater. He can swear that that's what happened to him, and he'll be pater. And then we said a shol mishal masakol ginev laaveda v'onsim. That means he swears that the item was stolen, lost, or an unavoidable out of his hand circumstance happened. No se socher v'chule v'kul nafkalan mikroi parshav el mishpatim. All of these are learned out from psukim in parshas mishpatim. Parsha rishona over there are a few parshios to talk about different cases for shomrim. So Chazal, to tell you what is the context of each one. Parsha Rishon, in the first parsha there, Ki Yitein Ish Areo, a person gives to his friend an item to watch. Nemar B'Shomer Chinam. That's about Shomer Chinam. Shekein Potter Bo Geneva Aveda. Over there it says he's Potter from Geneva Aveda. Shnia, the second parsha, Ki Yitein Ish Areo Chamor Oshor Ose. A man will give to his friend a donkey or an ox or a sheep. Nemar B'Shomer Socher. That's about a paid guard. Shekein chayv bo geneva aveda. Over there it says chayv and geneva aveda. Diksiv, as it says, ba, it says it over there, im gonav yigane me'imo yishalim l'ba'alov. If it's stolen from him, he'll pay to his owner. Ein le'a geneva. Now that only says geneva aveda minayin. How do you know it's also true about if the item was lost? Tamalomer im gonav yiganev. It says a double lashon of stealing. That means mikom akom. That means even stealing. Another thing that removes it from the owner, like stealing, i.e. being lost. So, the Kavachomer, also the Kavachomer to that fact. Ma Geneva Shekova La'onis Chayiv. Geneva is pretty close to being out of the guard's hands. It was stolen, close to an onus. Anyways, Chayiv. Aveda Shekova L'Pshia L'Koshkin. But something being lost is more close to negligence. How'd you lose the item you're supposed to watch? So, for sure, that should be Chayiv. But Socher, and the one who rents, Kevin She'in Kalanah Shalod Dina Kashem Socher. being that he doesn't have all the hano, he has to pay for the item, not getting it for free, he should be like a shomer sacher. I mean, to say that he is partially getting a hana, the shomer sacher, he's getting paid, but he's partially not getting a hana, he has the burden of watching this item. So to a one who rents an item, he's paying for the renting, so in that way he's sort of losing out, but he's getting usage of the item. The hashol, a borrower for free, meforesh, but parsha shlishi, that's the third parsha over there, mishpatim, v'chayish al ish, when a person will borrow, me'imre from his friend, v'nishbar ames, and will get broken or die, ba'alavinimo shalim ishalim. If the owner is not there, that's a separate heter of ba'alavimo, so he'll pay for everything, and it's listing otsin, it's listing nishbar ames, listing whatever happens, then he has to pay. Say it. Mishnah Ches, Mishnah Tes says, Zev echod eno onus. Something happened to, let's say, Reuven's watching an animal and it gets picked off by a wolf. So that's not considered an onus. It was possible to scare away such a wolf to fight him away. Shnei zeevim, but two wolves came onus. That's an onus. Can't be held accountable for that unless you're shul. Rabbi Yehuda omer b'shas mishlacha zeevim, in a time where the wolves are sort of running wild and attack. They're being sent out, is what that means, but it means of their own accord. Av zeev echad onus. At that point, even one's going to be an onus. They're going to be more dangerous at that point. Shnei klavim, two dogs, ain't an onus. Not an onus, expected to be able to fight that away. Yadua habavli over, Omer, Tana named Yadua habavli, says, Mishum Rabbi Meir, named Rabbi Meir, Meruach achas ain't an onus. If a wolves attack from one direction, or maybe it's talking about dogs, so I guess we'll see, it could be about both of them. If they attack from one direction, that's not an onus. Mishtei ruchos onus. But from two directions, that's going to be an onus. It's probably talking about the dogs, because already it had two wolves are an onus in any event, but two dogs were not. So he may or maybe is disagreeing and saying it depends. If they come from two directions, even two dogs are an onus. Yeah. Then the Mishnah says, halistim, thieves, hari the onus is always an onus, doesn't matter how many thieves. Ha'ari v'hadov anamar v'abarlas v'anachash. Lion or a bear, namer is probably a leopard. A bardalus is another type of cat type of animal. A nachash is a snake, has the onus. All these are considered onus, and if they would attack, take away the item, or kill the animal that's being watched, that's considered an onus, nothing that he could have done about that. Amosai, bizman shebo me'alehen, but only when they came of their own accord. But if the shomer brought the animal that he's watching, the item that he's watching, to a place where these things are, literally troops of wild animals and thieves, ain't an onus. So that's not an onus. He can't claim that it was stolen from him out of the blue. It wasn't out of the blue. He went and took the item that he was watching to a place that was more dangerous for it. So it says the Rav, one wolf is not an onus. So a nosi socher or a socher will be chayav on that. Tiksiv hatrefali shalem. Yeah, it talks about that if the person is watching an animal and the animal is mauled and mangled, so the words there, the Rav's quoting are, he will not pay for that killed animal. Yesh trefa shu mishalem, yesh trefa shenu mishalem. So apparently there are certain types of trefa from the use of the word in the pasuk hatrefa, like that trefa he will not pay for. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. So it depends how it was killed. That's what we're saying here. Sometimes the amount of animals will be an onus, sometimes not. Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah that at a time of Mishnas, Mishlachas, even at a time of the wolves being sent out, Kishechayero Mishulachas, when a wild animal is sent out, Kofetzitzi al Adam Echot, it will even attack one person. Generally, animals will be more scared of people, but when wolves are running around wild, so they'll be more brazen, they'll attack you one person. It's not like that, nor like Yidua Bavli, that makes a chilek between the directions from which the animals are attacking. And it said, Halistim, Chad Listim is the onus, one thief is an onus, etc. And the mission continued, as we read, about animals, and about if you take any item into a place where it's more dangerous, the animals are there, you can't claim that to be an onus. Says Mishnah Yud, Mesa Kedarka, if the animal died in a normal fashion, there's an onus. That's an onus. Can't be held responsible for that. Sigfo of a Mesa, an onus. But if you afflicted it in some way and it died, that's not an onus. The Shomer will be chayv on that. Also, the Rosh Yitzokin Vanafla, if he took it up, sorry, I should correct myself. If it went up, it ascended to the top of the cliff and it fell off, that's an onus. There's an onus. Hello, the Rosh Yitzokin, but if he took it up actively to the top of the cliff, Benafel and Mason fell down and died. Ain't onus. That's not an onus. Masin Shom Rechinam Lios Potter Mishivua. Now, a separate din. Shom Rechinam can make a Tanai condition with the owner of the item that he's going to be Potter from swearing, even though as a Shom Rechinam he swears. He can make a condition that he's not accepting such a responsibility. He'll be Potter even without swearing. Vehashol Lios Potter Mishalim. A Shol can, even though he's a Shol and he should, in theory, pay for everything, he can make a condition he'll be Potter from everything. And the Nosei Socher and Socher, which is the middle category that had a combination that on Geneva and Vedil are chayev to pay and everything else they swear, they can make a Tanai to be Potter from everything, from swearing or paying in the applicable circumstance. So says the Rav over here, Sigfa said, if the animal died in its normal way, that's an onus. But if Sigfa, that's Ina Osa, he afflicted it, Ra'av, by starving it, or in the summertime he took it out into the sun too much, and in the wintertime took it out in the cold too much, so all those are not an onus. Also the Rosh Hatzukin, it went up itself to the top of a cliff, right? It overtook him, the animal overtook the guard, and ascended up to the top of cliffs and then fell down, so that would be an onus, but if he took the animal up there and it fell down, that would not be an onus. Then we said, this is not considered the problem of a person making a condition against what is written in the Torah, which doesn't anyway, is not allowed, that doesn't work. He's not doing that. He's not saying, I change what's written in the Torah about me. No, he's saying, he's saying to the owner, I don't want to be a shomer for you unless it's under these other circumstances. There is something in the Torah called the Shomer Chinam. I'm going to be treated differently than that. The Shomer lo nachis l'shmira ad demashich lebehema. A Shomer doesn't go down into guarding, literally, and doesn't become an effective guard until he pulls the animal or the item that he's watching, until he makes a kinyan shmira on it. Bahai ki mashach kvar pirish almanah shein lo alav shuah. This person, by the time he had pulled the animal, he had already explained that it was on condition that he's not going to have to take a shuah. He didn't commit himself to go down into the concept of being a shomer only for a little, only partially. And for that amount that he did commit himself, that he went down to literally, so he has committed himself, and that'll take effect. Thank you for listening. We'll continue next time.